Well, let me say this about the No More Hoes. I will say that, you know, you're seeing what's happening. We're seeing live time what is happening with the NBA. We have, and the NFL even, how they're struggling without hoes. And so I don't know that we have sports without hoes. I think sports and hoes go hand in hand.
I agree.
And we're finding that out. So I don't know if we want a planet without hoes. We can have our opinions of hoes as we please, but hoes might, again, be a crucial part of this ecosystem role.
I think hoes are essential. And I'd say this, and I want to be clear, because some of our listeners are going to take this in a direction and say, you can't talk about women this way. Hoes is everybody.
Everybody's hoes. The same way
anybody
can be everybody. Everybody's a nigga. Everybody's a hoe.
Yeah, y'all niggas, y'all hoes. They exist everywhere. Let's not try to break this down to some gender or race thing. No, all y'all are some hoes.
Hoes,
and we're trying to decide how valuable you hoes are to our survival. Uh-oh, there it is. Hell yeah, there it is. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another spectacular, amazing, incredible episode of My Mama Told Me, the podcast where we dive deep, we go deep, we spelunk into the world of black conspiracy theories, and we agree, we collectively agree that you call her Janet if you are regular, Miss Jackson if you're nasty, and Professor Jackson if you're really confused about how education works. Those are the names she prefers for all of her qualifications, her names. That's what Janet's going by now. Professor Jackson, if you don't know how the school is. I'm your host, Langston Kerman. I'm here. I'm in my friend's house still because my Wi-Fi doesn't work in my new home, and it is hot as fuck in this house. I don't know why he keeps his home so hot, but I'm sweating already and the podcast hasn't even started. You know who's not sweating? You know who's keeping it cool as shit is my guest today. She's fantastic. She's hilarious. You know her from fucking Saturday Night Live. It's the coolest show. She's the coolest lady. She's hilarious. Give it up for my guest, Miss Ego Wodum.
Hey, thank you for having me, Lakes. And that is an intro. Yes, the crowd goes wild and we love it. We love it. What's going on with the temperature over there? I'm concerned about you.
I am too. He's been my friend since we were in college, and I don't know what's going on with his body heat. I think he explained it to me that his air conditioner previously did not work.
Okay.
And then for some reason, he tried it like a year ago.
Okay.
It still wasn't working. And
but he hadn't tried to get it fixed in between, just to be clear.
Oh, okay. No. He's begged endlessly for them to fix this air conditioner.
Okay.
And they've refused. They said, no, you whore. You'll be hot.
And then hot whore. Okay, great.
You'll be a hot whore in your home. Uh-huh. They love alliteration the way they speak to him. And so he tried to get it fixed, and then someday he turned it on and it did work.
Okay.
But I think his body has calibrated now to the heat.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
So now he would be too cold if the AC got turned on despite the heat wave. That's happening.
I believe so. I think he's cold blooded now. I think he's like one of those lizards on a rock, if that makes sense.
Okay, that makes sense. I feel like normally people say cold-blooded, it's like a nigga that'll kill somebody just on sight. But yes, he is temperature-wise cold-blooded.
I'm not sure he's not trying to kill me. This is, I'm in a jungle heat that I'm struggling to maintain sanity.
We're grateful for your friend, though, because I feel bad complaining about, I just went on a grand tour, escaping New York.
For
a few months, yes. And so people let me stay with them or stay at their spots, namely. And I had like notes everywhere I went. And I was like, you can't have notes when someone's letting you stay in their home. You can't have like thoughts on this. This isn't a luxurious getaway. Like people are doing
you don't get to show up with requests.
Yeah.
The couch is the couch. There ain't nothing.
That's just what it's going to be. Like, or you figure out a less cost-effective way to, you know, record with internet, you know, and in my case, all the other things.
I 100% agree. Wait, what was one of the requests that you made? What was one of the notes that you would leave behind for your
Oh,
your
why
hopes?
Are you going to do this? Why are you going to do this?
I need to know.
Okay. I'm going to need, hold on, let me think back because I'm trying to think of whose feelings I'll hurt the least. Okay.
So this is exciting.
So I feel like I need sunlight. I need natural light. I'm a plant. A lot of people were lacking natural light for your girl. And I was struggling because I was like, on one hand, this is a wonderful thing. Somebody's doing mm-hmm. me a favor. But on the other hand, I'm dying inside because there's no sunlight in this bitch. And, you know, I could have gone and done my own thing and found my own spot. But it was like, no, like, I don't want to spend that money.
Can't you just install a better window in your home?
Yes. Yes. Honestly, let's get some east-facing.
Why should I be put out?
I'm saying, like, let's get some east-facing, west-facing, even mm-hmm. I'll take a south-facing window, you know?
Sure.
But a lot of north-facing windows in people's homes, and it really messed with my mental. So that would be my request. That would be my request. Let's get some sunlight.
Let's move this apartment to the east side of the building.
Yes,
if we can.
That's all. I don't know. Hands up. That's all. Little request.
It's only temporary, a month. You move,
I'm leaving,
and then
after
you can
that's
come
right.
back.
Exactly. Right. But hearing you shit on your friend and his AC situation mm-hmm. just made me feel like maybe I am going about it wrong. Maybe we can be out here giving notes to people in their own homes.
I think we should be giving notes. And I also respect that they're going to think that we're monsters afterwards.
Okay.
But, you know.
The two can exist. And that's sometimes I do a splitting thing in my brain that only one or the other can be true. But no.
Hell
not
no.
Mutually exclusive here.
I'd like to introduce you to the Venn diagram where,
you can be
both preferential and an asshole at the exact same time.
Okay, well then that's me. That's me all the way. That's me all Hell the way. Yeah. I got more notes, but we won't get into that because I don't want my friends listening to this shit. And
we can't afford to get into it because you sent over a conspiracy theory that I'm very excited to dig into. I personally had never heard this before. This was not one that I subscribed to, nor hadn't even gotten a briefing on it before this. But I'm so excited that you sent this. You said, and I'm quoting here, my mama told me,
if you don't brush your teeth at night, ants will crawl around in your mouth.
It's true. And okay. I don't know her to be a liar, but I think about that all the time. I still think about it, like, almost want to talk to her about it now that I'm an adult and be like, why were you telling me that? Like,
right.
There was a period when I was younger, it worked on me. I was legitimately like, I don't want ants crawling around in my mouth in my sleep, mm-hmm. just like these niggas, like, crawling around while I'm trying to get rest, taking advantage of the real estate. I was like, I don't want that. I legitimately remember brushing my teeth many a night because of that, mm-hmm. just because of that. And then one day it occurred to me, I was like, man, because ants are so little, you're not going to feel them. But I was like, you would feel them. I feel like I said to my mom, and I confronted her as a child, and I was like, look, if they were really crawling around in my mouth, if ants were really crawling around in my mouth, I'd feel them. And how are they getting into my mouth? I don't know that I sleep with my mouth open. And she just kind of like let it ride. Like she never acknowledged. I think for her, it was the moment like finding out your kid knows Santa Claus isn't real. And she was like, well,
right.
She knows it's now.
It sounds like to some extent it was like a loss of power for her in that moment. Yes. Where it's like, damn, all right, this trick ain't gonna work no more. I just gotta move on.
Right. She didn't even try to defend it, which I'm glad, because that would have caused, I'm sure, a wedge in our relationship if I was looking back on this right now.
Yeah.
And like, no, but she fought me on it. She didn't fight me on it, but it worked for a significant amount of time.
I think that's the difference between like the things that our parents tell us that are, all our parents lie to us. It's part of like bringing a person up, and trauma, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Is like, if you tell me ants are crawling in my mouth and I believe you, fine. Yes. And then at the point that I say, no, there are no ants in my mouth, and you go, okay, fine, we move on. Now you're just being a decent parent. But if you beat me for it, now we've got trauma.
Imagine my mother beating me when I told her like that. I found out there are ants crawling around in my mouth. And she beats me for that. That would be actual trauma and other, among other things. That's problematic. You make
it permanent. Now the ants are always there. They aren't even crawling in the mouth. They're in the heart now.
There's ants in my heart now. I got my ass whipped by my mother. Let me tell you, I just remember being like so scared of that. I'm like, I don't fuck with ants. Like right mm-hmm. now, I'm like deathly afraid. It's actually obnoxiously, and I don't find it amusing or like a cute personality quirk. Like I'm really scared of roaches, and I wish I wasn't because I fancy myself a hard body human being.
Sure. But roaches, you out here.
I'm in these streets, all right? But like the roaches and mice, mm-hmm. Rats, mice, they're the one and the same. I cannot do so. Hearing ants were crawling around my mouth, I'm like, I remember not being scared of ants, but I'm like, you just don't want those in your mouth. Like a bunch of them, a gang of ants in your mouth.
Ants can't be that far from roaches, right? It's not that they're the same, yeah. but it's if you got ants, you're not right. better than roaches, right?
Right.
You're not above the possibility of roaches.
Right. You're probably kicking it with roaches. And so that's mm-hmm. a different thing. If you're an ant, you are probably at some point have kicked it with the roach. Like
right. have been it's a symbiotic relationship.
Yeah, yeah. Y'all are kind of after the same shit. And so I feel like if there was one night where I specifically went to sleep like, I don't know about this shit. I'm going to be asleep and commit to my sleep, but I'm also going to, like, in one sense, keep one eye open. Like, mm-hmm. and I didn't actually keep the eye open, but it was just this, like, I decided, like, tonight's the night that I want to put in my mind that if I feel ants crawling around in my mouth, like, if I feel ants crawling around in my mouth, God, wake me up. Like, wake me up. I want to wake up.
Oh, I love that being the prayer that you said before you went to bed was just, yeah. Lord, please bless me with the power, the strength to wake up, Lord, in the middle of the ants crawling in my mouth, Lord.
Yes. And then I was like, look, that was a smooth sleep. I vaguely mm-hmm. remember like waking up and being like, I slept just fine. There were no ants. Because in my mind, I also remember just being like, okay, I'd feel them, but also they got to come inspect to see if I brushed my teeth or not. They're not going to know. I know she wasn't selling me on that, like, ants have this superpower to know. I was like, they're going to come and inspect to see if I brushed my teeth. And and like at least one of them is going to come check up and see what the situation is and then leave.
Oh, well, yeah. This is fascinating. Now you're introducing a part of this that I had never even considered. These ants are not crawling around for their pleasure.
No.
You're suggesting that these ants are going in as inspectors of your teeth.
Yes, because they're trying to find out if they can find something. They're not going to tell the whole crew to come unless there's something to be found, right? So they're not just like, they're not like on the bed. And that was the other thing. I'm like, I'd see, you know, like, I mean, now I know about bed bugs. We don't have to get into those insects because that's a whole other thing that stresses me out. But I'm like, ants, you like see them. I'm like, I don't see ants in our house. Mm-hmm. On a normal basis, I haven't seen ants in the house. So you're telling me ants are going to crawl in my mouth. I'm like, they're going to send one or two to check up on if I brush my teeth. And are we telling the whole crew, like, it's a party over here. She's still got hot dogs in between her teeth. Like, you know, just come let us feast. And so when I realized, I was like, I would feel at least, even if I did brush my teeth, I'd see an ant crawling away from the bed in the morning or getting ready at night. I'm like, I don't see them here. And so, yeah, I thought they would come inspect and let everybody else know it was popping off in my mouth.
That's so funny because, well, on a number of levels, because the suggestion here is that the ants are seeking the crumbs in your mouth more than like the crumbs in your garbage can,
yes!
more than the crumbs that have probably fallen in your kitchen floor, even somehow maneuvering into your refrigerator and eating the fucking food.
Yeah.
They're like, nah, we need that sweet tooth hot
already,
dog.
You know, just already, even that tooth hot dog, because it's already like, in a sense, chewed up for them, ready to be. Mm-hmm. ingested little bites. I'm just like, this is what they want. I've done the work for them in a sense. It's in my mouth. It's ready to go. I'm asleep, none the wiser while they feast. And sort of like maybe ants are like little sneaky bastards, but I don't, ants aren't that sneaky though. Ants don't be that sneaky. Like
they're pretty straight up.
They're straight up. They're like, we are in here. Like we're in here. And like they'll, so many ants gather to look like one big bug. Whereas like roaches, you come home, roaches
those
will scatter.
Those are sneaky motherfuckers.
Yeah, they sneak and they fast.
Hold on, hold on. Hold
that's
on.
How they get you.
That's how they get you. Because the roaches, they're something else. Some motherfuckers wait till the lights are off and they don't bunch up.
They
work independently.
No, but I will say, speaking on roaches, if we want to touch over, I talk a lot about roaches, I feel like, on every podcast.
I'm so sorry that's happening
to you. Because I think too much about them. I want to speak on a specific roach. L.A. roaches are a little more thuggish, ruggish. They don't scatter.
Wait, you think L.A. roaches are worse than New York roaches? Because you're in New York.
I've been in New York, but let me tell you.
Most of your year.
I am in New York for most of the year, but so I should give you some backstory here, Langston, if we have time for it.
We have all the time for your story about roaches.
So I feel like I maybe have told this story. But before I left Los Angeles, I lived on the west side of L.A., and that's a little she or whatever. My last 5 months in Los Angeles, I moved into my own little apartment in Los Feliz, adjacent, I'd say, like right on the border there. Important because I was like dirty East Hollywood, but it was right on the border, okay?
Right.
Now, I was like, I want to be a hipster. I think I am a hipster. I wear Birkenstocks. So I was like, I'm kind of a hipster. So
my hat is knitted. I can handle this town. Yeah, yes. I got it.
Right. Move my apartment. I signed this lease. It's the first time I'm living alone. I signed this lease. And the day I sign, I go downstairs to like leave the building. My unit that I've signed for is right above the laundry room. And the laundry room is sort of like outdoors. It's not outdoors. It's under the building. But the door leading to the street is like not touching the ground. We're right on the street. Mm-hmm. It's like access to the street is right there. That being said, I look down in the laundry room. I see like 10 big roaches on their backs. They were laid out in the laundry room, which is under the unit I have just signed up to live in.
Fuck.
I have a little bit of a panic, and I was like, what have I done? I don't know. What have I done? And mind you, I was like doing extensive research on places. My friend lived in this building. It's only like 20 units, but he lived on the other side of the building and up on the upper level. So he'd lived there for 5 years. So he has this experience where he's like, I had no problems, not a single problem ever, not once, nothing.
Right. But he's not in the roach sector.
He's not on the roach sector of the building. The roach sector, oh, Lord. So
these roaches were on their back. Were they like tanning or were they dead? Were these dead roaches that
Some of them were dead guys and some of them were tanning. I do think because you could see them. There was still some movement, right? So there's still life in there. They were tanning, but I'm like, you're not even in the sun, you know? So that being said, the apartment had roaches and that caused me quite a bit of anxiety and as a person who is deathly scared of them. And so I moved out of the apartment very abruptly. I say this to say that when I moved to New York, my number one criteria was like, I know this is New York. I know New York is far dirtier. My number one thing was this, wherever I live, I cannot have vermin at all. Like I can't happen. And I talked to people at work and some of them wealthy, presumably living in very nice places. And they'd be like, you're not going to be able to help it here. You're going to have roaches. It's going to happen. But check this out.
It feels like it's standard in New York City. As a former person in New York, there was no apartment I was in that didn't at least have some roaches. Now, I was blessed to have times where there were way fewer roaches than other times. But they were all up in
Langston,
there. It didn't matter.
I hate to hear it. No, I hate it. I was like, and I was on some like, no, my faith will prevail. You might say there are roaches, but my God says I will have none. Okay. I was like, no, you could say that. I know you probably live in a nice ass place. One of the people that I work with, she and her husband had just bought an apartment in the city. And she's like, girl, we have rats in this bitch. Like, and she was like, don't live on this. She's like 7th floor or up or 8th floor above. She's like, so I live on the 9th floor of my building. But here's the thing, Langston. That's like low key all I cared about. Willing to forego the sun. You know, I said I fuck with sun. Willing to forego that. I just knew I couldn't handle the roaches.
literally down to take a box with no windows, just a shell of concrete for the sake of getting rid of this vermin.
Yes, absolutely. Because I knew that New Yorkers, too, I was like, I know I'm not going to call my super in New York and be like, hey, so there's a couple roaches in that unit. Because I knew I was going to get like, okay, and right. I was in a hotel before I started my job. No. I had just started my job. I was in a hotel for like 30 days. On day 25, there is a roach in my hotel room. Jesus. And I call the front desk. And I'm like, first of all, I'm like, did I bring these bitches with me from L.A.? Because I haven't ever been in a hotel room.
This motherfucker's trying to get me. I recognized you. Yes. That's Joseph. Joseph, get your ass out of here. I know you.
I really was. I was like, this looks like a cousin because it was a different style. It was a different shade and shape. But I was like, this is a roach. And so I called down the front desk. And again, this is New York City. And here's my thing, though, to be fair. I've never been in a hotel room where I found a roach in my hotel room. I have not had that experience. Okay?
I have not either.
I've also never been in a hotel before that time for 30 days. And mind you, I'm finding this on day like 25. Right. And so I called down the front desk. I was like, hey, I knew I had to lie. I said, there's a bunch of roaches in my room. Because I said it was run roach, I knew that I was going to get like.
Hey, okay. Front desk, I'm being overtaken by roaches.
Yes.
They're piling up everywhere. Yes. And we're going to need some help.
We need to get, there's a couple roaches in here. I don't know what's going on. So they come up. Who comes up first? The housekeeper comes up first, and
of
she's
course.
Like,
I love that. That they were like, look, just send Marta. We'll start
yes,
with her.
I was
if it's
like,
a real issue, we'll actually get the professional
for
involved.
Real.
We'll send the lady that we don't pay very much to go
yes,
do the hard labor.
Deal with fucking roaches. I'm like, this ain't what she signed up for. So
no.
She comes, and she's like, where is it? And I was like, it's behind the armoire. I was like, it crawled behind the armoire. And I say, I couldn't move it. I was like, I couldn't move it to try to grab it. Because I don't want to look like a little bitch. And right. I know I look like I know I'm looking like. I don't want to look like a little bitch. And I mean that in both senses of the word.
Sure.
And so I was like, yeah, I can't move it. So she's like, I can't either. So she calls, like, the maintenance guy. This becomes a whole ordeal for this one, like, medium-sized roach. And I was like, he comes. I remember him coming and being like, what's the problem? She's like, there's a roach. And first of all, this woman tried to tell me they've never had a roach in any of the rooms before. And I was like, why are you going to do me like that?
Yeah, come on now. Sister.
And she
sister,
goes, why are you
what are we doing?
Why are you lying to me?
Come on now. We both here. It's just me and you.
It's just me. Why are you doing this? And mind you, they're above a restaurant. Like, it's not even their restaurant. The hotel itself is above a restaurant. I'm like, you've never had a roach. And she's like, never had this. And I look at her, but not even like mad, because I can't process it. Because what I am still dealing with is like, did I bring this? Are these roaches in my luggage? And so right. She sees my face, but it's not like, again, I'm not angry with her. And she was like, I'm kidding. She's like, but she wasn't. It was a very weird moment because it wasn't like I'm telling a joke. She wasn't kidding. I think she was worried about my response and that I was about to get mad or something.
You know what that is? That's that Nelly, unless you gonna do it. You
yes,
know what I mean?
Yes, yes, is, yes.
Is, take them clothes. You know, I'm trying to see you naked. Unless you ain't cool with that, then I'll chill. But it's you're gaslighting me. You're playing a
yes,
fucking
exactly.
game where you pretend like you're worried about my feelings.
Yes, it was that. It was exactly that because she wasn't joking. So then maintenance guy comes. He comes and he's like, what's up? She's like, there's a roach. And he was like, so kill it. And he tried to walk away. He was like, so.
Roaches die every day, dude.
He's like, whatever, dog. Yeah, New York, you know, New York accent. He's like, what are we doing here? I was like, it's behind the thing. And she was like, yeah, neither of us can move it. So now she's in on it. I didn't even ask her to be in on this. She's like, we can't move it. So he kills it with a towel. He moves the thing. He's kind of pissed off. He kills it with the towel. And he's like, there. Takes the dead roach in the towel with him. And I'm like, what is happening? But I say all this, I'm looking for apartments in New York. I was like, I refuse. I can't have it. But I have to tell you, by the way, just real quick, what I did, I was really proud of myself because I had to stay in this hotel for 5 more days. I iced that bitch out. I was like, they don't like cold. Because I like the temperature to be like kind of warm. I'm not like, so I iced that shit out. I was like, I had on like the lowest, the AC after that day, the lowest temperature possible. It felt like igloo in that bitch. And I was like, never again. And I was like, this will work. And every time a housekeeping would come in to clean, like when I was away at work, they would like turn the temperature to like, a normal temperature, like 72.
Right. A human temperature.
Yes. And I'd be like, no, you're fucking up the plan. If I make it so cold in here that I might die, the roaches too will die. So
if it feels like I'm keeping pork chops hanging from the ceiling in here, yes, then yeah, roaches can't live here.
They won't want to be in here. And so I was really proud of myself for that. But when I went looking for an apartment, I had this whole like ninth floor above. It can't be an old building, because if it's an old building, mm-hmm, then bitches live in the walls already. They've settled down. So I'm gonna tell you right now, in my 2 years in New York, I stayed in the same apartment. And I refuse to move, even though my neighborhood sucks, because I don't want roaches. I haven't had any roaches. But here's the
no
thing.
No roaches in 2 years in New York City?
But let me explain. In New York City, in Manhattan, they spray every single week in my building, like a preventative treatment every single week. In the pandemic, I did call the front desk to be like, hey, are you guys still spraying?
I love the idea that you found the one building that doesn't have roaches, but it also gives you cancer because
exactly,
they're spraying every week just straight into your mouth.
Yes. And I was willing. My friends were like, that can't be healthy for you guys.
Nope.
And I was like, I don't care. Every Wednesday they come.
I ain't got roaches, but my shit roaches glows. So, you know.
Radioactive. I'm like, what was that? Fuck Alex Mack. I'm like, Alex Mack, Nickelodeon. She had the superpowers and shit.
Yeah, because she could turn into like water, right?
Yes.
She was like liquid.
She'd be a puddle.
Yeah.
I got to tell you a story about Alex Mack. I got in trouble as a child because my cousin, who is like a year apart from me, we're like sisters, grew up like sisters. Mm-hmm. She used to throw up all the time when we were younger. Just like everything would make her throw up. Everything would make her throw up. I don't know. Like, honestly, like she threw up. We were watching Alex Mack when Alex turns into the puddle, but the puddle looks like a puddle of shit. She throws up. I got in trouble. Like, what did you do?
I love that her superpower is throwing up, and her one, like, Alex Mack is her weakness. It's
yeah,
weird.
I what was like, and lady. I got in trouble. It's like, what did you do? What were you guys doing? I was like, I don't know how to explain to these Nigerian adults that we were right watching Alex Mack.
I was watching a white girl with a brimless hat turn into a puddle, and she yeah started throwing up. I don't know.
I didn't do anything. So many times I got in trouble as a child for just like the disconnect of a Nigerian-born parent and me being an American-born American-born child. Is like, I don't know how to explain this to you.
I can't explain this to you, and you can't explain ants in my mouth. So
yes,
let's just
yes
agree to disagree.
Yes. So the ants in my mouth, I remember confronting my mom about that, though. Like, I remember being like, that's a lie. There were no ants in my mouth last night. I would feel them if they were running around my mouth. She left it alone. And then I think, I can't remember if I kept brushing my teeth at night or if it was like a rebellious, like, I'm not brushing my teeth at night anymore after this, because y'all niggas
wow
was lying to me. And like, I'm not, but I do now, to be clear. I do now. In fact, I brush my...
You heard it here first, folks. Ego went years without brushing her teeth. And we'll learn more about that after our next break. We'll be back with more Ego Welcome and more My Mama Told Me. And we are back. Yeah, we're back here with more My Mama Told Me, more Ego Wodum. We're still talking about those ants in your teeth if you don't brush them, crawling through your mouth when you're sleeping. And so you were saying, and this is very exciting for me, that at a certain point you were rebelling against the possibility of this by not brushing your teeth. That you became like
yes,
sort
well,
of
okay,
a
no, well, to
anti-brusher.
Be clear. Okay. Anti-brusher. To be clear, anti-night brusher. Don't
okay
be out here trying to. We're not sure spreading lies, Langston. We're not spreading lies.
This wasn't. You weren't going to school with a hot tongue. You were just saying, in my dreams, I am not going to. Yeah,
a hot,
I got
white,
you
cakey tongue. Ew, no. I was not. I just had decided, I was like, oh, I don't have to do this. I don't have to be living in fear that if I don't do this, there'll be ants, there will be bugs making home in my mouth. So yeah, I went some period of time where I was like, I don't have to do this. Plus, these little shits are going to fall out. I was brushing like teeth that weren't going to be my teeth forever on top of it. I don't.
These like, weren't your permanent teeth. So you're like, yeah, I could risk it. Who cares?
These ones could rot for all I care. They'll be out of here in a matter of time.
Burn in hell, you shitty teeth. I'm going to get new ones. Then you motherfuckers won't mean shit to me.
Shit. I don't even remember you. And I didn't.
Who
even
are
get
you?
I mean, exactly. But you're not even really part of me. By the way, like my mom never told me. Again, Nigerian mom, I don't think we did the tooth fairy thing. So I was also the kid at school who knew Santa wasn't real, the tooth fairy don't exist. But so she never lied to me about like the fun, pleasant stuff in life. Right. It was that ants were going to crawl in my mouth. So I knew Santa wasn't real and I knew the tooth fairy didn't exist. But I didn't spoil that for any of my friends. I don't know how
that's
I had
good
the
of you
wherewithal. But she was like, the stuff you will tell me is that there will be bugs in my mouth should I not brush my teeth at night. And that's kind of fucked up now that I think
it is, but it's great that you didn't become that person who goes to school like some sort of like weird type of woke where you're like, Santa Claus ain't real. You know what is real. Ants in your teeth. Right. They go in there at night if you don't brush. All right, let's go play jump rope. It's like, this is.
I don't know how I need to do that and not be. I guess what I'm trying to say is I've never been a bitch. Like, I've Hell never yeah. been a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Besides that moment
I love that.
In the hotel room, I've been cool my whole life is what I'm
you
trying
You know what?
To say.
That deserves a little celebration.
I can go anywhere.
Suck my dick.
That's tight. Ego's never been a bitch, y'all. Celebrate. Celebrate the good things in the world.
Turn up. I can't fathom. I don't like being controlled. So I don't know. That sounds like so rudimentary. Like who does? I have such an aversion to being told what to do and being manipulated. It's like beyond, I think, what's normal.
I got
and
you.
So I was like, I'm not out here brushing my teeth at night.
I'm not going to let the man dictate how I brush and when I brush just because of ants potentially over crawling over my mouth.
I'm straight. And so I do just want to be clear here because Langston's out here trying to spread lies. We went on commercial break. He left it on a lie. We left on a lie. To be clear.
This is a podcast about conspiracy theory. There's no lies. We just all have alternative truths that I prefer to put out in the world.
I can't fathom. We're not going to be saying I didn't brush my teeth for years, but I will say that I did start brushing my teeth at night again when I got braces when I was 14. When I was 14. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you why. No one had to tell me any fucking lies about it. What had happened was I saw several friends who got braces before I did get their joints taken off, and they all had white squares in the middle of their teeth. They weren't taking care.
Right.
And so when I got braces, I began to care way more about my dental hygiene than I ever had because I was like, I can't look like so-and-so out here.
I'm not
going
to be that person.
Yeah.
I'm going to take care of what I need to
so
take care of.
So then I was
of.
Like, we fuck with brushing our teeth at night, heavy shit, multiple times a day. Why not? Flossing, floss every day. I floss multiple times a day. So I just want to defend my name and my character and what I stand for as far as hygiene goes because Langston was out here trying to spread alternative truths.
Listen, CNN tries to refute Fox News every night. It don't work.
Wow.
We out here.
Wow.
Let's dig into some of this research that I did. I wanted to look up exactly where this comes from and who claims to have experienced it. And fascinatingly enough, there are a lot of people on the internet asking the exact same question that a childhood ego was asking about ants crawling in mouths. Specifically, this is where it gets especially fascinating. They're less concerned with the possibility of them just hanging out in the mouth, but there's a ton of questions about ants crawling in their mouths to get to their brain. That's like an ongoing theme in all of these questions. So I'm going to read off some of them to you. The first question that pops up on a website called Quora, which I think is just a space where people can ask questions.
I dated a guy who was big on Quora. And yes,
okay.
Question, yeah, a real nerd. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Sorry.
How'd that work out? How was that? Was that
he actually turned out to be full crazy and told me he had cancer when he didn't. But we can come back and talk about that another time. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. Not a great resource for healthy thinkers. And I think this question is probably a good example of that. The person asks, if I sleep with a candy in my mouth, will ants get inside the brain and feed on it? Seriously, is it possible? Should I be careful?
Wait.
I'm presuming this is a child.
No,
I'm
because hoping. Children aren't on Quora. Children, Quora is a lot of grown people. Like anybody who's listening, go to Quora. It's a lot of grown people who oftentimes are asking questions that I'm like, you don't have a single friend in your life to ask. You couldn't just Google this yourself.
Yeah.
What I find wild about that question is that why do you want to sleep with kids? Like, what to unpack? Why do you want to sleep with candy? Listen, you're talking to a person with a sweet tooth right now. No desire to sleep with candy in my mouth. Why does this person want to sleep with candy in the mouth? Why are they so curious if they can bait ants into getting into their brain? Most of us are trying to protect our skulls.
That is his concern, is he is saying, like, I don't want ants in my skull. I don't want ants in my brain, but I do want that candy in my mouth when I sleep. And I don't know how to balance the two, which is insane. I don't know why he wants candy in his mouth. And a lot of the people who responded to him had the exact same concerns you did. They were like, hey, man, please stop doing that. You could choke. It's not healthy. And he was like, nah, fuck that. The candy stays. What about these ants?
This is a person who, perhaps my mom got it here. I mean, Quora didn't exist back then in the early 90s, but this is a person who does not give a fuck about his dental hygiene. If we're just going to tie in the dental hygiene aspect of it, because if you did, you certainly would not be sleeping with candy in your mouth. So it's something, there is some sort of common thread here about like ants will fuck with you if you had bad dental hygiene, is what I'm gathering. Like they
That actually brings me to a really fascinating root of where a lot of this comes from, because I, like you, just assumed that this was parents offering up stuff to scare kids, right?
Right.
Like my mom, this is a great example. My mom, when I was a kid, whenever I did something wrong, she would have one of her friends pretend to be one of the Ninja Turtles on the phone. So like if I was like acting up in the house, she'd be like, hey, I'm gonna call Donatello. I'm gonna tell him you being an asshole.
No.
And then I'd be like, you don't know Donatello. You can't call him. And then she would literally like call up her friend Furl. And then Furl would be on the phone like, hey, Layson, it's me, Donatello. Looks like you can't be a Ninja Turtle no more. And I'd be like, no, devastated, crying. And she did it to me for years because she's the main lady. Yeah,
that's wild and fair. What Pharaoh? Why was Pharaoh so willing? I don't want to derail us here, but I'm like, why was Pharaoh so willing?
I think Pharaoh was her best friend, and she now Pharaoh is she. But my mom was a supportive friend in Pharaoh coming out and sort of discovering herself in the world. And I think Pharaoh, for that reason, was just down for whatever my mom asked for.
That is some ride or die. I will lie to your child. For you. What's crazy is I do think my mom had a friend, if I remember correctly, her friend had also told me this lie. I remember both of them being like, yeah, it's true to me at one point. So yeah, their parents' friends be out here riding to lie to the children.
To terrorize children.
Yes. Okay.
So I thought it was just that, right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But it turns out that the actual root of this comes from an article that was published in 1873, all the way back in 1873. This reputable, at the time, very reputable medical journal called The Clinic published this article called The Tooth Ant. The Tooth Ant. It's published in this reputable medical journal. But here's the caveat. Here's where it gets crazy, is they didn't do any science attached to this. They just pulled this article from a New Jersey newspaper that they found that some guy basically wrote about himself and said like, hey, this happened to me. Y'all should publish it. And then they did. And so The Tooth Ant, as it plainly sort of sounds, basically this dude claims that he goes to a doctor complaining about a toothache. They pull the tooth. and it's rotten. It's like a bad tooth. Uh-huh. It's 1873. You know, either you had rotten teeth or you stole them from slaves. You know what I mean? Like, right. It's pretty much that was the only option back then. But so he had this rotten tooth. They sent him home with his rotten tooth. And when he gets home, he's like, I got to know what was so bad about this tooth. I got to know why it was hurting me so bad. It made me want to cry. I need to know. And uh-huh. So he cracks the tooth open, and the tooth opens, and an ant crawls out and then runs for its life off his kitchen table. And apparently this ant had been living in his tooth the entire time.
Okay. This is crazy. Mm-hmm. We think this man is lying, right? Like, because we do have to get on the same page. Fox and CNN need to get on the same page. This man is lying.
I do believe he's lying, but I'd love to hear why you think he's lying.
I mean, okay, so it's living in his tooth the whole time. All right, I just want to unpack it.
Yep.
Unless, sir, you have a cavity, which maybe it does sound like you did because it was
rotting.
Oh,
he had some cavities.
Okay, at least that's why I'm rotting and it hurts so bad. So the ant crawled into the cavity. He never got it filled, so it rotted, right? But the ant just stayed in that bitch for whatever period of time from when the cavity formed to the point where it rotted to then it was removed from your mouth or had fallen out to you preserved it and then like got curious. This is a stretch of time we're talking about. So the ant
is
just chilling.
Here's where it gets even more upsetting for you is that his claim is that there was like a tiny hole in the tooth that he found and that something had basically crawled in there and then grown as it was inside of there, like nourishing itself off of his like leftovers. And so it basically had built a home in his tooth, not had like crawled through the cavity, but like had just burrowed in and stayed.
I don't know ants to cocoon like that. I mean, I don't know ants personally either, but I mean, I'm not going to talk like I know these men. I'd be talking to them, but like, I don't know them to cocoon and I don't know them to like be parasitic in that way. He's like sort of describing what feels like a tapeworm or mm-hmm. something in a sense, like, and instead of it being in your intestines, it's in your tooth.
Yes.
Like, but just like, okay, if it grew when you drank water, wouldn't it have washed down? It's presumably he drank some liquid at some point. Wouldn't it get washed down into your throat?
That's the part that really confuses me is like, okay, all right, I'm going to follow you along the possibility that maybe this thing burrowed into your tooth. Fine, I'll make peace.
I hate that you're doing that. I hate it so much.
I'm so sorry. Okay. It's in my nature to listen to these people and kind of agree. But even if we follow that entire journey, why does it just stay inside of the tooth? Why isn't it like, how is it eating? Because then you're just telling me it's eating the root of your like nerve.
Right. Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, what is it eating that's sustaining it so much that it's grown to the point that it's causing pain in your mouth?
That it's causing pain. Then a little ant would be causing pain. Remember still, how big could it have grown, right? Okay, we'll go on the walk. We'll go on the walk with him.
Oh, thank you so much. Welcome. Yes, okay. Welcome, sister. Welcome.
No, unfortunately, no. But how big could it have grown? Most people's teeth, besides Steve Harvey's, are like roughly the same size. Everybody's teeth are like roughly the same size. Let's say like at best an inch or two if something's really gone awry with you. So how big did this ant grow that that it would not have gotten washed down with a liquid and that it's going to stay burrowed mm-hmm. in your tooth to the point that it is causing pain? And it's like, what is it eating? I don't know ants to, like you're saying, it was eating the root of your tooth, your nerve endings. It was like thriving on your nerve endings.
Yeah.
We don't have evidence of that.
Not
anywhere.
A single one. Yeah. There's no history of that in the ant community.
Yeah. At best, this ant is like a 2-inch ant. Okay. 2 inches in length.
That's pretty big. That's a big fucking ant.
Yeah, that's right. Hold on. Okay, so at best the ant is 1 inch because a 2-inch tooth is a problem. So
yeah, you weird.
I know. Not even Steve, though. Not even Steve.
Not even Steve. Steve would be like, what's wrong with you, man? Come on, man. What's wrong with your teeth?
Imagine Steve Harvey truly get shitting on somebody else's teeth.
That's he got irony. Some choppers on him.
No.
Like, Steve, no, Steve, you don't get to do this.
You're not allowed, Steve. So a one-inch ant. And it's just going to, and you never felt it. Let's also go to say that. Let's touch on that. Because if it's eating your nerve endings, you are going to feel, the nerve endings exist to receive signals. And you're going to feel that. You're going to feel that. You also feel if your nerve ending is kind of cut off. So again, if it's eating the nerve endings, I think you would have at some point felt it eating those nerve endings. Aside from that, you don't sense a living thing inside your mouth that is, let's call it 1 inch. That's a big ant. We're giving him a lot of credit here. Yeah. You don't feel a 1 inch living thing in your mouth for an extended period of time. Just moving around. At least when it's eating, you've seen ant little hands. We've seen the movie Ants, like how their little feet work together and get the meal up. We've seen
that anatomically correct movie Ants with the little
science.
Feet.
Because that's science. We've seen ants. We've seen them singing songs. But like,
it's absurd. I think.
It's
absurd. I think this person was clearly lying, but I think the danger that sort of existed was this medical journal deciding that they were going to publish it and make this potentially a story that parents could then turn into something they weaponize against children.
Yes.
And particularly because in my research, I looked up how many times ants crawl into our mouths, and it turns out that that's not a thing at all. That apparently ants are pretty smart, and they know that a living thing breathing out carbon dioxide is probably a threat and not something you want to crawl into and burrow at night.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I mean, you see how they organize. Ants are so organized. Like, legitimately, they go take food back to a queen or whatever. And then, like, when they're trying to transport a big thing, they know how to organize and mobilize. Like, that's a smart insect. And so I'm like, in a sense, that journal, by posting that too, you know, is calling ants stupid. And I mean, like, why are you calling ants stupid? We know ants ain't stupid.
I love that you're offended. You're like, first of all, I don't like what they're saying, but I more than anything don't like them disrespecting ants. Ants are smart, and how dare you?
I want to be taken seriously here because I don't even like ants, right? I don't hate them like I hate roaches. I don't like them. One ant, whatever, but if you see one, there's many others. When I see a gang of them, then I start to get deeply uncomfortable and uneasy. But that being said, I'll never call them stupid. And so I do feel, I'm like, we can all agree ants aren't stupid. So that this journal published something that would be suggesting that ants are dumb, I'm like, that is irresponsible. That's irresponsible.
You lost credit in Ego's book, and I think that means a lot for the clinic. And if I don't know that they're still around, they existed in 1873, but if they do, fuck you, the clinic. You're
the
dead
clinic.
To us.
The one, the clinic.
The clinic. Okay, this is where the research got especially fascinating for me, though.
Okay.
Because I basically found out that ants don't crawl in your mouths at night. That whole, like, argument that people make about, like, you swallow so many spiders a year.
It's
completely bullshit. We're not actually eating spiders. Spiders have no interest in being swallowed. Like, that's not a thing.
Okay.
But what I did find especially fascinating is that apparently ants communicate through mouth-to-mouth contact. That, like, they do little, like, kisses with each other.
Ants are like us.
They like little kisses, but that's how they, like, tell each other, like, hey, don't go over there. There's some wild shit over there. Oh, we got some food this way. They, like, threw little
kisses.
And
all
so
the ants would get canceled if ants would get canceled if they were. I just want to say, I'm like, dang, ants, are they out here asking consent? But okay, go ahead.
No, I love that. I love that the ants are just out here like, and it's like, you didn't ask me, ant. You didn't ask me.
You out here trying to give me information all on my mouth. Like, but okay, I'm sorry. I'm thinking thoughts.
I love that so much. But okay, so the ants communicate through mouth-to-mouth contact, and a part of me, and I don't know if you'll follow me down this train, but I'm excited to see how you'll respond either way.
Okay.
Part of me wonders if, in fact, ants do go in our mouths. Are they trying to communicate something to us that we don't know? Are they trying to tell us something? The ants.
I mean, here's an interesting thing. Mm-hmm. Is that the ants don't necessarily, to the extent that they have,
yep,
thrive without us, the ecosystem at play. So mm-hmm. it does behoove ants to try to protect us in a sense, right? And so perhaps they would be trying to communicate something to us as well if they were crawling in mouths. It would be like they communicate by mouth to mouth. They can recognize our mouths and they're like, look, we don't really eat unless you buy these groceries. These groceries don't get made if y'all don't exist, really.
Like, hey, dog, we're a little low on Captain Crunch and I'm going to need you to re-up.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, so on one hand, you wonder if like, answer like, I recognize that we need these people because otherwise we'd be eating grass. Like, mm-hmm. you know, we'd be eating grass and perhaps whatever vegetation happens to grow naturally without any sort of human hand in the matter. But then every non-human organism would be trying to get those few tomatoes. Every non-human organism would be trying to get those few pineapples. So
we need you, dog.
We need each other. And so maybe they're like, yeah, we want to communicate with y'all, like one-offs.
I think that's a real possibility. The other thing that I was sort of battling with is I've seen like this alien documentary, right? I was mm-hmm. watching this alien documentary. I think it's called Unacknowledged. It's on Netflix. It's insane. But it basically suggests that aliens do exist. We've known about them for years and they won't tell us because the government, blah, 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 blah. But the thing that it sort of posits is that aliens are not in fact coming to Earth to terrorize us. Aliens are coming to Earth to teach us how to be more like efficient and thus not kill each other. That like they're trying to stop the end of humanity. And so a part of me wonders if these little bitty ants are giving us these sweet little kisses in our mouth. Ooh. At the possibility that like, yo, this is how you stop murdering the Earth.
Yes,
this is it.
Yeah. This is how you work together. This is how you build a home. This is how you work as a community. This is how you, you know, we have a leader too. We know what that's like.
Right.
There's a chance. There's a chance. I am concerned about the alien thing only in that, like, if aliens' main thing is to try to teach us how to be more efficient, I'm like, I think our problem is not necessarily our desire for efficiency or our figuring out how to be efficient. It's maybe is... I think like capitalism, right? So if the aliens are coming to be like, capitalism ain't it, then I go like, okay, I'm willing to buy that. They owe us something. But then of course that documentary you would watch would be deemed propaganda. And so, you know, it's a big web we find.
Well, I have to assume the aliens don't give a fuck about our money. You know what I mean? They're not coming down like, hey, this is how you make your planet more carbon neutral, but you better respect that George Washington dollar bill. That means something to us. That's valuable. They don't give a shit.
I know, but I'm just like, teach us something more. Efficiency, sometimes I'm like, efficiency feels like part of the root of like capitalism, the way like productivity, how we value productivity and efficiency so much. I'm like, teach us something good, like,
right,
teach us to be better people.
It feels like such a vague sort of like umbrella statement that it could fall into like eugenics, where you're like, well, that's not an efficient person, so you should kill them. And then, yeah, I get that.
I don't know. Do aliens have a heart? You know, that's, I guess.
I'm not sure that we know that. I don't even know if ants have hearts. So maybe we can't listen to these motherfuckers, but.
Yeah.
I'm trying. I'm trying to think of ways to fix this.
There is a chance. Ants stand to benefit or gain from making sure that we are straight, like humans are straight. And we're all in a sort of like symbiotic relationship in the ecosystem here. So it is not so far-fetched. You know those PETA billboards that's like, where do you draw the line as far as like, what do you eat? And it starts with like cow, pig, whatever, and then it's dog. And it's like, most people who eat meat are like, yeah, and I draw the line right there, right before
the dog. Right at dog.
Right at dog.
It's not that hard. It's the one that I like. Yeah.
I wonder, like, it's trying to send the message that like, all living things, right, are feel and are worthy of their life and living. So I'm like, do ants go on that as well? Do you know vegans kill ants? I'm sorry. Now I'm like, do vegans kill ants?
I don't think they're supposed to, but okay. I have to assume that there are some vegans in New York who are stomping the shit out of some roaches that like they didn't want in their house. Okay, like if you're a vegan in New York, you're not being cool about the roach. You know what I mean? Like
yeah, the exactly.
pests that come in your fucking apartment because you love all living things.
Right. Okay. So I want to just say, as far as the ants go, if we're like looking at it in the PETA sense of it, like ants should be on that billboard too. If the billboard mm-hmm. could span miles
yep.
over several states, I feel we would, at the end of it, would be like ants. Because I like when people try to tell people they're small or insignificant, they'll be like, that person's an ant. Like,
right.
And so I'm like, they feel like at the end of that list that PETA has created, but I'm like, they are part of the ecosystem and they are living. So I don't know. I don't know. Hands up. Like, I don't know.
Hands up. I love it. Well, we figured it out. Ants need to be included on your PETA posters. Otherwise, we're going to keep eating these fucking pigs. That's the deal that Ego and I made. And we're going to take a break and we'll be back with more My Mama Told Me. And we are back. We're back here with more My Mama Told Me, more Ego Wotum. We're out here. We're enjoying a very deep conversation that possibly saves the planet. I think we're potentially saving the planet here.
I think we are.
I'm not sure. And I don't know that if we ever learn to talk to ants, it's over for you hoes. That's yes. how we feel.
And who are you hoes, though? That's the thing, though. If we're trying to save the planet and say all lives...
Yeah.
Including ant lives.
Right. Now, okay. Now you're getting into something. Because now we got to stop.
Who are these hoes that it's over for? Who are the hoes that it's over for?
Right. Hoes suggest that somebody is less than, and we can't have them be less than. They have to be valuable the same way that these ants are.
I'm just saying. You got to yeah.
This
I'm
is tough saying, because either we heal the planet and we save everyone's lives, but here's the caveat, no more hoes. And that's... That's tough.
You know, I'm going to say hoes are valuable.
That's a progressive stance.
Yeah. We can't say it's over for these hoes. We need to cut that out of our vocabulary. I'd say it's offensive language. It's offensive. It's over for you hoes. Come on.
It's a continuation for you hoes.
Yes,
we're going to keep letting you be because you're valuable. You mean the world to me, hoes.
I'm good with that. See, I can rest with that.
I love that. Yeah. We're gonna play a game, and this game is called
Homemade Hotel.
Okay, and this is a fun game where I am going to introduce to you a standard fact in the world. A fact that, for the most part, it seems like everybody agrees with, right? And then I would like for you, using whatever skills you need, to hotep that fact. To make it as hotep as you possibly can.
Okay.
Feel free to go as wild and crazy as you possibly want. All right. The fact that I want to introduce to you, and I learned this one today. This is new for me. I learned that Tom Cruise has been married 3 times to 3 different women, Mimi Rogers, Nicole Kidman, and Katie Holmes. He married 3 women, all of which he divorced at the age of 33.
Okay.
33. They split up. Do what you want with it. The floor is yours.
Okay.
Hotep that shit.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you this right now off tops. The thing about it is 33, that is a significant number. That's the age of white Jesus. And that's them. You remember the time Tom Cruise was all in the news and all, you know, he jumping on Oprah's couch. That's because they wanted you to accept white Jesus. They're trying to send a message at 33. In fact, none of us would turn 33 if it weren't for the man. Trying to control us. It's actually intended that our ancestors in Africa, they went from 32 to 34. They didn't have 33. When you learn, if you study your own history, if you study your own history, Langston, young man, listen to me. I'm trying to give
listening.
You the real. And you giggling, but I'm trying to give you the real.
You're right.
If you studied your own history, the way numerology even works, 33 was not a number, all right? Mm. 33 wasn't a number. And, you know, some of my brothers and sisters argue that same way 22 and 11 are not numbers. I'm not going to go so far as to say that.
Mm-hmm.
When they doubling up the numbers, and you see what I'm saying? 11, you see what 11, right. 22, and 33 have in common?
Yep. Okay. Yeah, it's the doubling.
This is an attempt for them to, 33 was significant. Jesus died at age 33. This is an attempt for them to make us accept some form of their Christianity. And Tom Cruise knows, he's in the know. This is one of the biggest movie stars in white America.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be distinct here, in white America.
Yep. He ain't everybody's movie star.
No, not everybody's movie star. He ain't my movie star, I'll tell you right now. Okay? And so he is in on it, all right? He's in this agenda to brainwash our brothers and sisters into thinking like they have to think like the man thinks.
Uh-huh.
They elevated him. He made a deal, you see, mm-hmm. with the head white man.
Yep.
The head one.
Yeah, that one in charge.
That he would marry three women. Three. Langston, you uh-huh. following? Three women. Three. And he would divorce them at 33, each uh-huh. of them, to send a message. I am for you. I'm all about this agenda to get people
right.
to believe. Do you understand what I'm... I don't feel oh, like I you get follow you. Links. Okay.
I get it. Okay. Listen, you did it. 33, he's just showing off for the man. He's just mm-hmm. demonstrating to the man, look here, white man in charge, I bow to you and I yes. will service all of your needs.
And then meanwhile... Y'all mm-hmm. watch his movies, Mission Impossible, this, that. Watch him on the couch.
Mission Impossible 3. Yeah, I see it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And y'all revere this man, but his agenda is not for you. His agenda is not simply to entertain you. It is to brainwash you.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all falling for it all along.
Y'all so, falling for it like some dummies.
As for me in my house, nobody in here has their period. So...
There it is. There
Don't
it is.
Motherfucking bars, nigga.
Fucking
you know nothing about that.
You know nothing about that. That's called motherfucking bars, and that's Homemade Hotep with Ego Water. That was
and I
beautiful.
Tried. Thank you so much. I've only seen a couple of those videos. I saw that they were. I've seen a couple of them Hotep videos.
You did it exactly the way it's supposed
you.
To go.
I've seen a few, and truly, they make me laugh every time. But they're dead serious.
Well, you got all the essential parts. They go into numbers. They love to break down numbers, and then they love to, at some point, degrade women in the midst yes. of whatever yes. that is. As yes. long as you're doing that, you're blaming white people. you're breaking
yes.
down numbers. Then you hate women. You
yes.
nailed it.
It's perfect. I feel like I did it. I feel like given the opportunity again in the future to do a Hotep situation, I would only get mm-hmm. stronger and better. But yes, thank you so much. Thank
sure.
you.
Well, look, thank you. Thank you for being here today. What a spectacular episode of My Mama Told Me. Ego, could you tell everybody where they can find you? What cool shit you got going on? All that.
Yeah. You can find me, guys, on Instagram at Eggy Boom. That's EGGYBOOM. On Twitter at Eggy_Boom. The underscore is because someone else has the Eggy Boom handle. And girl, give it up.
Why are you playing?
I'm like, why are you playing? You don't even use it.
You're not even doing nothing.
Give me the handle. And as I recently said on another podcast, I will not offer money for it. I'm not that pressed. But I will plead with you on every podcast I do.
You know all those podcasts you're not listening to? Well, guess what, motherfucker? I am going to make my case.
I'm going to try to, maybe someone she knows is listening. But anyway, find me on there. Catch me on SNL when we return. And what else? Just keep an eye out. I kept all my stuff on my socials. So, yeah. Thank you for
Hell
having
yeah.
me, Langston.
Yeah, you were great. And as always, you can follow me at Langston Kerman and follow the podcast and subscribe and say nice things on the internet if you so choose. And if you don't, I'll never fucking forgive you. Okay, bye.